From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman. A large crowd is expected this weekend in the southwest Arkansas town of Stamps for a celebration of the life of African-American poet and author Maya Angelou. She died this past May at the age of 86. KUAR's Michael Hiblin has the story.
Maya Angelou was born in St. Louis in 1928, but with the end of her parents' marriage at the age of three, she was sent to live with her grandmother in the town of Stamps. David Ray Bright is the mayor there today.
From about 1931 till about 1941, she was just a little girl in Stamps, Arkansas, and that's where she started her amazing journey to be a world-famous poet and author, and Dr. Maya Angelou is just the words speak for themselves.
The town was the setting for much of her autobiographical bestseller, I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings. Janice Kearney, chair of the Celebrate Maya Project, says it was a painful time for the young girl.
Her childhood was based on her book. It was a very, it was the South. I grew up in the South, so I relate completely. We have gone from a South that had its tragedies and its historical negatives to a South that's growing and getting better. And that's the South that she grew up in as well.
In the book, Maya Angelou wrote vividly about her experiences with racism and about being raped as an 8-year-old girl by her mother's boyfriend. 4 days after his release from jail, he was murdered, it's believed, by Angelou's uncles. She then became mute, not speaking for almost 5 years. Dr. Akasha Hall is among the organizers of this weekend's event and says through writings, Angelou was able to come to terms with what happened as a young girl.
With the power that literature has to change our lives, Maya Angelou is a wonderful example of that because she had the courage to speak out about really thorny and controversial issues like childhood abuse and to show how you can turn something like debilitating and oppressive silence into a voice that champions liberty and freedom for everybody.
Saturday's celebration is being held from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Lafayette County High School, with seating for up to 1,000 people. Event chair Janice Kearney says they've been organizing it since Angelou's passing.
This is an amazingly important event for us. We've been working, trying to get this done with Mayor Bright, and we are so grateful to Mayor Bright for bringing Maya Angelou home to Stamps, Arkansas. This means a lot.
Dr. Hull says part of the ceremony will include a message from former President Bill Clinton, who was born in the nearby town of Hope. Clinton included Angelou in his 1993 inauguration, where she read one of her works.
He's intimately involved and tremendously supportive, and we're very happy that, you know, we have people on the committee who have his ear, you know, Janice Kearney. And, of course, this is the kind of thing that he would want to have something to say about, because if you remember, Maya Angelou was the poet for his inauguration and read her wonderful poem on the pulse of morning.
Here, root yourselves beside me. I am that tree planted by the river which will not be moved. I, the rock, I, the river, I, the tree, I am yours. Your passages have been paid. Lift up your faces. You have a piercing need for this bright morning dawning for you. History, despite its wrenching pain, cannot be unlived. But if faced with courage, need not be lived again. Lift up your eyes upon this day breaking for you. Give birth again to the dream.
Stamps Mayor David Ray Bright says they're working to make a lasting memorial so future generations who live in the southwest Arkansas town will know her connection to Stamps.
Back in June, we dedicated a park there at Lake June, which was the pond in Maya Angelou's days, and that's where she went as a little girl to contemplate her future. And so we're going to make that a park. It's about 100 acres, including the lake. And so it's going to be a place where people can come to be where she was as a little girl.
Janice Kearney.
We know what her contributions, what Maya Angelou's contributions to this world has been, and she's ours. And we wanted to make sure that we celebrated her, her life and her legacy and her lessons. And we want to share that with Stamps, with Arkansas, and with the world.
You can learn more about this weekend's celebration at KUAR.org. Michael Heplin, KUAR News.